Good evening, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, bringing you the latest local headlines with a dash of wit, because news doesn't have to be scary, even if it is Halloween. Today, we're diving into some treats from around the region. No tricks, I promise. We've got student victories, roadway updates, local governance on the move, and a look at what's changing for CalFresh recipients. Plus, we'll check in with Caltrans for next week's traffic outlook and wrap things up with sports win worth cheering about. And speaking of clean victories, today's show is brought to you by our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop. Because if your car's looking like it's been through a haunted hayride, they'll make it sparkle faster than you can say boo. Don't forget to cast your vote in our Epic Eats poll. October and November's category is Best Food Truck. It's time to settle who's really serving up the top tacos and burgers in the Eastern Sierra. And hey, if you like staying informed and entertained, hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Never miss a moment of the fun, the facts, and the local flavor. All right, let's unwrap today's headlines. No candy corn required or necessary. Ever. In school news, the junior varsity math team at Bishop Union High School recorded a win at a recent meet held at Tehachapi High School. They scored 40 points to top a field of six schools. The second place school, Tehachapi, earned 24 points. Team members Hazel Hayes led the way with 9 points. Close behind with 8 points each were Santi Lopez, Eddie Chavez, and Banyan Fulkerson. Two students, Talika Deb and Liam Livingston, tied for third with 7 points each. And two more, William Gratz and Brandon Walters, earned 6 points. Points each. Coach Didi Buchholz noted that this is a very strong and young team with only two returners on our roster of 19. Congratulations to the team and good luck on the next meet. The California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, has completed construction on the 12.5-mile expressway segment between Olancha and Cartago along US 395 in Inyo County. This project converts the former two-lane highway into a four-lane expressway with split lanes designed to reduce cross-center line crashes and improve traffic flow. Construction began January 2022, involving moving parts about 1.6 million yards of earth and laying 2,900 tons of asphalt. Noteworthy construction features include 10-foot shoulders, new highway access points at Lake Street, Crystal Geyser Road, and the State Route 190 connector, and a multi-use undercrossing. The cost of the project, roughly $165 million, of which $33.9 million came from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, also known as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Last Thursday, Caltrans hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony to mark the completion of the project and presented Acting District 9 Director Brandon Fitt with a certificate of completion for the project. Fitt noted the project could not have been accomplished without decades of work from dedicated Caltrans employees and our partners in the region. For drivers in the region, this means improved safety and flow along a key corridor through the Eastern Sierra. Are you tired of driving around Bishop with your car looking like it just survived a dust storm on Highway 395? Well, say hello to our Waterworks Car Wash, the fastest way to go from Eastern Sierra Dirt Edition to Showroom Shine. They've got everything you need, full-service washes, self-serve bays, vacuum stations, and even the magical tire shine that makes you feel like you've got brand new wheels again. The crew keeps things running smooth, friendly, and efficient. No long waits, no nonsense, just clean cars and clean vibes. So next time your car is hiding under a layer of desert dust or bug season leftovers, roll on over to our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop, because around here, your car deserves to shine as bright as the Sierra sun. Clean car, clean view, better drive. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that federal funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, known in California as CalFresh, will not be released for November 2025 benefits. This pause will impact thousands of recipients in rural parts of California, including communities in Senate District 4. Beneficiaries are reminded that October benefits remain available and roll over for up to 12 months from it for issuance. The state advises recipients to use remaining benefits wisely, apply for emergency food assistance, many pantries offer no questions asked distributions, and report lost or stolen EBT cards via 1-877-328-9677. They also note that local county social services offices are available for applications, referrals, and emergency support. For CalFresh recipients in Mono County, the county's Health and Human Services Department will be offering food pantries at their Mammoth Lakes, Bridgeport, and Walker offices. For residents affected by this funding pause, reaching out promptly to local services is important to bridge any gap. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors will hold a regular board meeting on Tuesday, November 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Tecopa Community Center, 400 Tecopa Hot Springs Road in Tecopa. This marks the board's second meeting of the year in that location. Agenda items include an update on the Bonanza Peak Solar Project, introduction of the new Tecopa Hot Springs and Campground Concessionaire, and approval of the campground rate schedule, and updates from several organizations. Amargosa Conservancy, Southern Inyo Fire Protection, District Friends of the Amargosa Basin, and the Center for Biological Diversity. The meeting is open to the public, both in person and via Zoom webinar. Remote public comments are limited to 250 words or fewer and must be submitted by email. Remote participation is provided as a convenience, but the board may proceed without remote access in case of technical difficulties. Residents in the region are encouraged to attend or participate remotely to stay informed on local government decisions. You looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Traffic update. The California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, has issued a traffic advisory for next week covering Eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. Among the key impacts in Eastern Kern County, expect eastbound outside lane closure on State Route 58 as crews work to seal cracks on the roadways. Drivers should anticipate brief delays. Over in Inyo County, US 395 near Brockman Lane will experience intermittent traffic breaks for drainage work. And on State Route 168 West, expect one-way traffic controls for wire and crossing work in the area. And in Mono County, expect one-way traffic control on US 395 near Bridgeport as crews work on pole replacement and wire crossings. Additionally, shoulders will close along US 395 near Buckeye Road for cleanup operations. Lastly, expect intermittent traffic breaks on US 395 near Picnic Grounds Road and near Benton Crossing Road for pole replacements and wiring crossings, respectively. Work schedules are subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather equipment or materials availability, and other construction-related issues. If you're traveling through the region this week, plan ahead, allow extra time, and check for updates via Caltrans before you head out. Looking forward now towards this weekend's events. First up tonight is a Halloween dance party at the Bishop Elks Lodge, tonight starting at 6 p.m. and featuring music from the Bishop Jazz Combo. Also at Distant Brewing in Mammoth, get ready for a performance by the Felt Cutouts tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, stop by the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center for the Uwano Fall Fandango event starting at 10 a.m. Also tomorrow, check out a yard sale and children's clothes swap starting at 7 a.m. at 250 Sneeden Street in Bishop. All proceeds benefit the Altrusa Club. Starting at Pleasant Valley Campground, take part in the 11th annual Owens Valley cleanup starting at 8 a.m. Up in Mammoth, help officially welcome Mammoth Mercantile with a ribbon-cutting ceremony tomorrow at 4 p.m. Over at C5 Art Studio, check out Eli West presented by Yodel Tone. Doors open at 6 p.m. and tickets may be purchased online. Lastly, Greg Gilmore will be performing live at Distant Brewing on Sunday starting at 7 p.m. That's all we have for today, but be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest information, or just download the mobile app.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, sports fans, this one's for all of you who love good eats and even better high school action. Welcome to the Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, brought to you, of course, by Coppertop Barbecue. On to the action. The JV squad from Bishop Broncos pulled off a seriously strong performance in a non-conference matchup against Tonopah High School Muckers. Final score, 51-8. On offense, Wyatt Mears, sophomore, grabbed offensive MVP honors. Up front, the strength of the line was acknowledged with Daniel Alvarado, sophomore, taking offensive lineman of the game. On special teams, Ryan Sharkey, sophomore, earned special teams player of the game. And on defense, August Vinker, sophomore, walked away with defensive MVP. The Broncos' all-around performance, offensive line, special teams defense showed up today in a big way. And while the Muckers only managed 8 points, Bishop's offense was firing on all cylinders, stacking up to 51. While the Broncos were carving up the gridiron, want to treat yourself after the game? Head on over to Coppertop Barbecue, where the real winners are your taste buds. Because when the Broncos bring the heat, you deserve a side of smoky excellence. That wraps up our JV football update. Strong showing by the Broncos, stellar performances by the players, and one more reason to let the weekend begin. Stay tuned for more local sports and more great bites from our friends at Coppertop Barbecue. All right, folks, let's dive into what the skies are up to this weekend across our beloved Eastern Sierra. First up, Bishop, California. Highs today hitting a warm 79. Yes, you heard that right. So maybe your pumpkin-scented latte needs a little less steam this year. Skies will be sunny to partly cloudy, and the evening is dry. Perfect for trick-or-treaters, rather not channel drip-drop ghost vibes. Lows will plummet to around 42. So a spooky costume might appreciate a thermal layer underneath. Tomorrow, we're still riding the warm train, 81, and plenty of sunshine. Even the most skeptical sun haters might be tempted to raise their rims. Evening low around 42 on Friday. Expect a high of about 79, partly sunny, still warm enough to make you question if fall actually checked the calendar. Lows will hover near 45. Bottom line for Bishop, it's sweater weather in the evening, but daytime, more like, why do I have a jacket on weather? Now, up in the higher elevation realm of Mammoth Lakes, California, where the mountains remind us they're still in charge. Expect sunny intervals today and highs around 66. Nice and pleasant. The evening will be dry, so trick-or-treaters can roam without fear of wet sneakers. But brace yourselves, the low slides down to 28. Your costume might come with frozen fingers. Tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs near 68. January called, wants its chill back. But overnight, low again near 29. And by Friday, still sunny, still nice during the day around 65. Lows dip to about 33. So yep, the mountains are whispering, bring a jacket and gloves and a small space heater. Verdict for Mammoth Lakes, daytime cozy, nighttime crisp. If you're packing for the weekend, dress like you're flipping between a beach picnic and a winter camping trip. So there you have it. Warmish days, crisp to downright chilly nights. Whether you're staying in Bishop and wondering if you should mow the lawn one more time, or heading up to Mammoth where the mountains are mildly amused by your day hiking ambitions, you're covered. Stay tuned, stay prepared, and stay a little bit whimsical. It's the Eastern Sierra way anyway. That's your weekend weather briefing from Eastern Sierra Now. And that's a wrap for today's broadcast. From mathlete victories to major road projects, local updates to Bronco football glory, the Eastern Sierra keeps on moving, shining, and occasionally terrifying, but only in the spirit of Halloween. But thanks again to our Waterworks Car Wash, keeping Bishop's rides so clean they might just sparkle brighter than your Halloween flashlight tonight. Remember to keep the community conversation going. Vote now in our Epic Eats poll for Best Food Truck. Your favorite flavor deserves a spotlight. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for your daily dose of news events and the occasional clever comment. We just can't resist. And while you're at it, share your best, most spooktacular Halloween puns with us in the comments. Stay safe, stay spooky, and stay tuned. Because here in the Eastern Sierra, there's always something brewing, and not just the pumpkin spice. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Happy Halloween.